University of Alaska Fairbanks Vice Chancellor Pat Pitney is one of 11 Arctic Nation representatives who journeyed to the North Pole aboard a Russian icebreaker last month. Pitney, a 1984 gold medalist in shooting, was selected due to her current post as president of the University of the Arctic, a consortium of 160 northern research and education institutions. The mission of the polar trip was to bring the Olympic torch to the North Pole for the first time. And after a 90-hour voyage, Pitney says they arrived on target.
They just drove the boat up on the radar, right? So we were at 90 degrees north. And there was a big celebration in the bridge with the captain and everybody that was on the ship. It was just champagne toasts. And then they had to move to an area with harder ice where they actually parked the ship so people could get off.
Pitney says an Olympic torch relay started on board the icebreaker where she was one of the runners.
I took it from the bow of the ship to the helicopter pad down one level, so kind of around the full length of the ship. It's a big, huge ship.
The torch was ultimately carried down onto the ice where a cauldron was set up and lit and an elaborate light show was staged. The torch is on a journey that includes terrestrial running as well as exotic side trips to the North Pole, the bottom of Lake Baikal, the summit of Russia's highest peak, and even into space. Pitney says the Olympic flame was carefully carried inside a special case during the trip to the pole.
It's like a little birdcage almost with the flame in it, and to preserve it, because it's one flame that they get from Greece, and that flame stays lit through the entire torch run.
Pitney says each torch runner had an assistant to ensure their flame stayed lit in the cold weather, conditions she says felt like home.
So essentially 0 Fahrenheit to 5 above, very little wind. Fairbanks weather. A nice day, actually, in Fairbanks.
Pitney describes travel to the pole as pretty smooth, with just a few shudders when the ship pushed through heavier ice. She likens the icebreaker ride to being on a cruise ship with luxury accommodations.
Saunas, swimming pool, basketball court, exercise room, meals to die for. I mean, I had a stateroom with a front room with a couch and a TV and a desk and a bedroom, double bed, full bathroom. Definitely traveling in style. And to imagine that you can be in a stateroom like that and literally drive to the North Pole.
Pitney says the polar trip was exotic for her and most of the other nation's representatives, but in Russia, travel to the North Pole is more common, both for commercial shipping and tourism. She says the journey emphasized Arctic cooperation as much as celebration of the upcoming Winter Olympics.
You know, you always wonder, is this real or is this just a show? But it wasn't just, oh, let's do this because it looks cool. There was a general interest in bringing that message across.
Pitney brought home a souvenir from the Olympic trip to the North Pole, the torch she carried as part of the relay. She plans to display it on her office wall. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.